Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being present for the final day of our festival here in the wonderful resort town of Povirova. This evening we're simultaneously happy and sad because we're coming close to the end of the festival season here along the Baltic Sea coast. We very much enjoy presenting to all of you this very wonderful ancient spiritual culture of India. Actually, we've been touring the Baltic Sea coast for 19 years. We're a big group of devotees. We're over 300 members in this festival program. And we're from 18 different countries. It's a big, big event. And we hope that you're enjoying it as much as we are presenting it to all of you. You may be surprised to learn that for us, it's not just a show that we're doing here this evening, but actually it's a way of life. All the devotees that you see on the stage, all the devotees who are working or serving in the different tents, this is a way of life for us every single day of the year. You could say we've adopted this spiritual culture from India. Sometimes people ask us, probably the most common question is, you're Westerners, but you've adopted an Eastern tradition. Why is that? I think most devotees would answer that question in the following way. That the philosophy that we study, the ancient scriptures of India, they're able to answer any question that one has about spiritual life. And that's important because the purpose of the human form of life is really spiritual progress. That means understanding my deeper spiritual nature as different than this temporary body. Understanding God and understanding my very intimate and loving relationship with God. That knowledge is given in great detail in the ancient scriptures of India. It answers all those most important questions in life. Who am I? Where have I come from? What happens at the moment of death? Who is God? Those things, all those questions are answered very nicely in the ancient teachings, especially the Bhagavad Gita, India's most important scripture. Another reason that we've accepted this tradition is because the way of life is very conducive to understanding the absolute truth. There's a motto in India describing our way of life: simple living with high thinking. You could say that in our Western society, life has become so complicated, there's no time to think about the higher goal of life. So we live a very simple life, but we spend our time cultivating this deeper spiritual knowledge. But simple doesn't mean no fun. You can see here this evening and yesterday evening, this is a very colorful, very festive, very joyful way of life. And central to this spiritual process is going to be the final performance this evening. It's called kirtan. It's a very integral part of our life. Kirtan means the glorification of the Lord by singing His holy names. Actually, it's common in every great spiritual tradition of the world. Singing God's name. Like when you go to the church, what's probably the main activity in the church is singing the prayers. If you go to a mosque, they're doing the same thing. They're singing the names of God. If you go to a synagogue, they're also singing names of God. If you go to a Buddhist temple, they're always singing the names of God. Not different names of God. There's only one God, but He has many names. In India, they call God Krishna. Krishna, just in Sanskrit, Krishna means the most beautiful person. So in India, in the scriptures that we follow, it's described that in this age in which we live, it's called Kali Yuga, very materialistic age, the easiest and most sublime means of awakening our spiritual consciousness, our love for God, is to sing the names of God. And it's very joyful because the Lord is present in the sound of His name. And God is the most joyful person. He's far beyond this miserable, temporary, material world. Engaged in loving pastimes with His devotees in the spiritual world. So when we sing His name, actually we're having His association. It's said that the Lord is very far away, but He's very near as well. He's far away in the spiritual world, our original home, but He's very near in the sound of His name. And because He's the most joyful person, when you sing His name, you also become joyful. In Western theology, we sometimes depict the Lord as very old and, you know, aching and holding up, gray-haired like this. This is the depiction of God. But the ancient Vedic scriptures describe that although the Lord is the original person, He's the oldest person, He has a spiritual body and He appears as an ever-fresh youth. And He's very blissful. So we all like to associate with happy people. If we could choose our association, we would like to associate with someone who's always very joyful. By associating with them, you also become joyful. So tonight we're going to demonstrate to you the most joyful process, singing the names of God, coming very close to Him, and becoming happy. Just like you can see, all these ladies here on the stage and the boys, they're very happy. And we live a very strict life. very disciplined life. If you have a pure goal in life, you have to have some discipline in your life. So all the devotees are vegetarians. We don't eat meat or fish or eggs. We don't believe in violence. We love all of God's creatures, just like our brothers and sisters. And we don't take any form of intoxication. We don't drink or take drugs. We don't smoke. We practice celibacy before marriage. And there's no gambling. So one man said to me, "What's left?" I said, "That's only the beginning, actually. Real happiness is something that comes from within. It's natural. It springs from the spiritual platform." And I think you can appreciate that at the atmosphere of this festival. This festival is not only well organized and very cultural, very beautiful and very joyful, but there's a unique spiritual atmosphere at this festival, which draws people back again and again, year after year after year. So we'd like to show you, we'd like to finish this festival this evening with that kirtan, with that chanting of God's name. And show you the essence of India's culture. But we don't want to just do a show, we want you to participate as well. We're going to ask all the children to dance. And as an impetus, we're going to give away some silk, Indian silk saris to the best dancers. Actually, we just discovered a surplus of Indian saris back at our base. So this evening, we're going to be giving away 20 Indian saris to the best dancers. Okay, how many of you little girls would like to take home a silk sari this evening? Okay, so this is a new record tonight, 20 silk saris. But we would like the adults in the background to act like the chorus. Right. We're going to sing from the stage, the kids are going to dance in front of the stage, and the parents, they're going to be the chorus. Okay, so I'm going to teach you the song, the Hare Krishna song. It's not very difficult, it's actually three words. And you can sing along, and then there'll be a very wonderful atmosphere. Okay, so I'm going to teach you two words at a time. You can repeat after me. And you can immediately experience this happiness. So please repeat. Hare Krishna. Last night the crowd did much better. Yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, I saw about 25% of you chanting. Let's try to make it 50%. Okay, one more time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Cinque me bardzo. Thank you. Okay. All right, so we're going to start chanting now. And for those of you who are following the festival around, many people are following us day after day for the last weeks, few months. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Mezhezhenno. Down by the port at 5:30. Okay, here we go. Hare Krishna.